In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the joy of Easter is still fresh in our hearts. As I always like to say, every Sunday is a little Easter. The Alleluias have returned. The church is filled with light, and we continue to rejoice in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This new light of this Paschal candle shines. Yet today, the church invites us to move a little deeper. How deeper? The celebration continues, but now we begin to reflect on what happened last week. As we reflect, we have to ask ourselves this question: what does the resurrection mean? Not only as an event that took place 2,000 years ago, but what does the resurrection mean for our lives? If a friend should ask you at work or wherever, why are you really a Christian? You say you believe that Christ rose from the dead, but what does it mean? And the prophet Isaiah gives us a word of great comfort. Listen to what he says. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. These words of Isaiah that we heard just a while ago are not distant words. These words of Isaiah are deeply personal. How personal? Because God does not speak to a crowd only, but when God speaks, he speaks to each soul, every one of us, individually. Listen to what Isaiah says. I have called thee by name. We all have different names, and he calls us by name. This means, my brothers and sisters, that we are known. We are not forgotten. We are not overlooked. Everyone is important to God. Everyone. And these words are spoken by Isaiah, not in easy times, but in the midst of trial. Listen to what they were going through, the people of Israel. When thou passest through the waters, when thou walkest through the fire, you and I, like the children of Israel, have walked through difficult waters. We have gone through fires. And the Christian life we remember now is not free from difficulty. The Christian life, all of us in our lives have terrible waters and terrible fires. Easter does not remove the waters or the fire. But Easter changes everything about the waters and the fire. For now, we pass through them with the assurance. What assurance? The waters and the fire we pass through. The assurance is, as Isaiah says, I will be with thee. I will be with thee. And that is the gift of the resurrection. Not a life without trial, but a life never lived alone. We are never alone. When some people complain, I feel so alone, I feel so abandoned. If you are a real Christian, then you are never alone. The Epistle of St. John tells us, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And again, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Easter is about victory, but not the kind of victory that the world seeks. It is not victory through power or force, but it is victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through his death and through his resurrection. That's the victory we are talking about. Sin does not have the final word. Death does not have the final word. Fear does not have the final word. Christ Jesus has overcome. And by faith, we are drawn into that victory. By faith, we are drawn into that victory. Faith is not simply believing something in the mind, but faith is trusting Christ. Are you a faithful man? Are you a faithful woman? It means, if you say, yes, I am, it means you are trusting Christ. It is living in that trust. It is allowing his victory to shape how we live our everyday lives. And then we come to the gospel. It is the evening of the first Easter day. The disciples are gathered together, and the doors are shut. Why did they shut the door? Because they were afraid. Even after hearing the news of the resurrection, they shut the door. For fear. Fear still holds them. Why? Because they do not understand what was happening. They do not yet know what comes next. And how often that is true of you and me, my brothers and sisters. We fear. We don't know what is coming after this. We don't know what our future will be. We don't know how we will end up. We don't know if we will end up being alone with no one to take care. And how often that is true of us. We believe because of resurrection. We celebrate. And yet fear still finds its way into our hearts. Why? But then we remember that Jesus comes. Let that sink in our hearts and minds today. Jesus comes. He stands in the midst of them after they shut the door. What do we learn from this? Although the doors were shut, no barrier can keep Jesus out. No barrier can keep him out. No closed door can prevent his presence. None. And his first words are not words of rebuke. Why did you shut the door? But of peace. What do he say? Peace be with you. You are fearful. You don't know what is happening. You shut the door. All I'm telling you today is peace be with you. This is the gift of the risen Christ. No other gift he offers us, my brothers and sisters, but peace. If you should ask anybody, what is your greatest need in life? I'm sure all of us would say, I want peace. Peace of mind. He comes to us as we are. We are fearful. We are anxious. We are uncertain. We are weak, and he speaks peace. And then He shows them his hands and his side. The wounds remain. The resurrection does not erase the cross. No, the wounds are there. Instead, it transforms. The wounds are no longer signs of defeat. They are signs of victory, signs of love, signs of redemption. So it is in our lives, my brothers and sisters. The wounds we carry are not meaningless. Remember that. The wounds we carry are not meaningless. In Christ, the wounds are transformed. They can become places where his grace is made known and where his strength is revealed. And then comes the commission. What does the commission say today? As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. The resurrection is not only something we receive, it is something we are sent to live. We must live resurrected lives. We are sent into the world not to fear, but to be strong in the Lord. And we are sent into the world to be in peace. Not relying on ourselves, because too much of the world today is relying on ourselves. I know how it is. This is how it is. I'm not going to obey what the church says. This is not how it is. Not relying on ourselves, but relying on him. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. And so we must ask ourselves today on the first Sunday after Easter, where are the closed doors in our lives? I have to ask myself that question. And I want all of you to ask, where are the closed doors in our lives? Where does fear still hold us back? As I was talking with a friend yesterday, I said, I'm getting old. I don't know what is going to, I fear growing old. 10 years ago, I was young. I fear growing old. Where does the fear hold you back? Where do you hesitate to trust? Where do you hesitate to step forward? Where do you hesitate to live fully in the light of the resurrection? We are resurrection people. Christ stands among us even now, and he speaks the same words, peace be unto you. The resurrection is not only a past event, it is a present reality. It is something we are called to live each day. We are redeemed. We are called by name. We are given victory through faith. And remember now, we are sent. Let us then open the doors. Let us receive his peace. And let us go forth, not in fear, but in the quiet confidence of those who know that Jesus Christ is risen today and that he is always, always with us. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.